Expand your awareness on society, culture, relating the path of transformation, and live life with your soul fully aligned with God. You have arrived to the Steve Experience Podcast.
There can be many reasons why people may have a lack of belief in the importance of the truth. One reason could be that they may not have been taught the value of truthfulness or honesty when they were growing up. People may prioritize other things over the truth, such as their own personal gain or the opinions of others. There may also be situations where people feel that telling the truth could have negative consequences for themselves or others, leading them to avoid the truth or even lie. Some people may simply have a different perspective on what constitutes the truth, or may have doubts about the veracity of certain claims. Disconnection from your soul can also contribute to a lack of belief in the importance of truth. When you are disconnected from your soul, you may be more focused on external factors such as societal norms, expectations, and personal gain rather than the internal moral compass that guides you towards truth, integrity, and authenticity. Without this connection, you may prioritize external validation over personal integrity and truth. This disconnection from your soul can manifest itself in various ways. Some common symptoms may include feeling empty or unfulfilled, lacking a sense of purpose or meaning in life, feeling disconnected from your emotions and your inner self, and struggling with self-doubt and self-worth issues. If you are disconnected from your soul, you may also find it difficult to form deep, meaningful connections with others, and you may struggle with feelings of isolation and loneliness. You may also engage in behaviors that are out of alignment with your true values and beliefs, and you may experience a sense of dissonance or discomfort. At the end of the day, disconnection from the soul can lead to a lack of fulfillment and a sense of spiritual disconnection. A disconnection from your higher self can also contribute to a lack of connection to the truth. The higher self is considered the part of yourself that is connected to a higher wisdom and purpose beyond the physical realm. When you are disconnected from your higher self, you may feel lost or disconnected from your purpose, and you may struggle to access deeper levels of intuition and wisdom. This can lead to a lack of connection to the truth and a greater susceptibility to external influences and manipulation. Connecting with your soul and higher self is considered important in many spiritual and religious traditions. It is believed that this connection can help you gain a deeper understanding of your purpose and meaning in life, and also access higher levels of wisdom and knowledge. Practices such as meditation, prayer, and contemplation are often used to facilitate this connection. Ultimately, it is up to each individual to determine the importance and value of such practices in their own lives. From my own experiences in these realms, I use the power of my voice to connect to my higher self. I will say things like, "Love I am," or "Divine plan aligned I am," and do other inner work to make sure I stay aligned with my divine plan. In addition to disconnection from the soul and the higher self, there may be other reasons why people may not want to connect with the truth. One reason could be fear. The truth can be uncomfortable and may challenge our beliefs, values, and perceptions of the world. It can force us to confront aspects of ourselves or our reality that we may not be ready or willing to face. When we contemplate this, the truth can be seen as a threat to our sense of stability and security, leading us to avoid or deny it. Another reason that a person may avoid the truth could be a sense of apathy or resignation. Some people may feel that their individual actions or beliefs do not make a difference in the grand scheme of things. They may feel that the truth is out of their control, or that it does not matter in the face of larger societal, political, or environmental issues. This can lead to a sense of hopelessness or helplessness and a lack of motivation to seek out or connect with the truth. Lastly, there may be societal or cultural factors that discourage people from seeking out or connecting with the truth. For example, certain belief systems or institutions may prioritize conformity over individual exploration and expression. Additionally, certain power structures may benefit from keeping certain truths hidden or suppressed, leading to a lack of access or exposure to them. The solution to disconnection from the truth and one soul and I am consciousness is to cultivate a practice of self-awareness and inner work. This can involve meditation, mindfulness, therapy, journaling, or other forms of self-reflection. You could consider getting my hardback workbook, which is available at thesteveexperience.com. The book will take you on the journey of reconnection with your soul and higher self. Through these practices, you can develop a deeper understanding of yourself and your own truth. You can also become more aware of your ego and its tendency to resist the truth by diverting your attention from it via lies, drama, and illusions. By embracing your vulnerabilities and shadow aspects, you can become more integrated and connected to your soul and your higher self. Believe me, it takes time, but the journey is more than worth it. If you want to know more about where you are with this journey to your true divine self, go to heartinitiation.com/quiz and fill out your details on the quiz. The quiz will tell you what kind of spiritual being you are, and then you'll get some gifts from me. You'll get a meditation, and you'll also get an audio copy of my book for free. So head over to heartinitiation.com/quiz to go and get it. I wish you love and blessings on your journey to truth.
Discover more about Steve's other creations, including his book, magazine, and much more at thesteveexperience.com. Thank you for listening. If you love this podcast, please share it with your friends and family. Much love and deep blessings to you on your journey. We can't wait to see you on the next Steve Experience podcast.